off of their LP called Flashes off of MGM Records, followed up by some Ryan Hamilton with his Shots Fired off of his 1221 project from Wicked Cool Records. And now, getting back to my story of how I got to WMFO here, somewhere around 2001, I had got promoted, so I was able to cut back on my part-time job time, and I could spend like a day just relaxing, flipping the dial. Remember, this is way before satellite radio, so I would bounce the dial on the radio back and forth, trying to find something to listen to. I know I would listen to the Late Rises Club on WMBR. I would listen to The Leftover Lunch with Julie Kramer on ZLX. So it was a couple spots I'd listen to, but sometimes I'd stop on WMFO. And it was a show called Words and Music that I would sometimes listen to. It was a community member DJ, Leslie Lombino, and she would have authors on, talk about their books, and she'd also play some music. And she would play stuff pretty much 60s, 70s, just about anything and everything. And one day I'm sitting at my computer, and I'm on AOL, remember AOL, Instant Messenger? And WMFO had like a, you know, you could send an instant message to them. And I just sent an instant message saying, hey, I really liked the show today, some good music. We started chatting back and forth, and, you know, I told her I'd listened to the station. And, I don't know, one thing led to another, and I says, you know, I've always been interested in some playing records. So she invited me up to her next show, and I went up there, and we were talking, and she says, would you like to try and be a DJ? And I was like, you know, me, who's very shy, I was like, yeah, sure, okay, because I love playing records. What can I say? Well, listening to music. And she grabbed some LPs. She taught me how to queue up an LP, how to load the CDs into the CD player, and get them started at the same time, because we had an old soundboard at that time. You just didn't hit start, and it would start the CD. You had to make sure that that channel was live, and then you'd hit play. So it was a little work involved in it. But one thing led to another, and she says, if you're interested, and I said, sure. And lo and behold, strike the box started. But that's enough of me rambling in this segment. I have to do a legal ID here, so let me get my legal ID in.
Hi, I'm Palmyra Del Rand, listening to Strike the Box with my pal Chris on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, and it goes to 11. Yeah.
Thank you, Palmyra Del Rand, who was our guest DJ last week with a wicked cool set. And I kind of wonder who this week's guest DJ will be, because there's the static, which means somebody's taken over.
It's a hostile takeover. It's me, Lisa Traxler, Trax, formerly of The Rock of Boston, WBCN, and I'm wresting control of the show away from Chris for a few, because I'm going to play you some of my favorite songs. And if you like to play the home game, all of the next five songs are going to have something in common. Bound by a theme, it's a common thread. So see if you can guess the link among these next five songs, and we'll compare notes afterwards. Let's do song number one. The show is Strike the Box. I'm Lisa Traxler, and this is the MOFO WMFO.
Cause I'm bored. all the dips, I am bored. I bore myself to sleep at night. I bore myself in broad daylight, 'cause I'm bored. I'm bored. Just another dirty bowl. All right, dollface, come on and bore me. I'm sick of all the dips. I'm sick. I'm sick and I go to sleep at night. I'm still sick in the broad daylight, 'cause I'm bored.
Through your eustachian tubes, tickling your cochlea. It's a musical Q-tip from Trax on WMFO. There you have it. Five songs with something in common besides the fact that I like all of them. Me being Lisa Traxler, formerly of WBCN, but now guesting on Strike the Box here on WMFO. So those five songs, what did they have in common? The pandemic, of course. Like I'm Bored by Iggy Pop started us off from the New Values album. Then after that was Sloan, a Canadian band, with the chorus, there's only so much time we can kill here before we start to spin our wheels, from their album called 12. Bob Mould and Sugar, Believe What You're Saying. And for some reason, there's about a quarter of this country that doesn't believe anything that's reasonable. I don't get it. After that was Three Packs a Day from Courtney Barnett. And she's not talking about cigarettes there. Three packs a day refers to ramen noodles. And I think a lot of us ate a lot of weird stuff over the pandemic, and all of it wiped down with Lysol. And then, finally, we wrapped it up with Mind Numbing Entertainment, and we all saw plenty of that. That was Velveteen Rabbit, New York City, former pop band from, they used to be called the Genies, and now they're called Velveteen Rabbit. And that had little shades of, like, Mott the Hoople, and maybe T-Rex, and even some Bowie to it. Mind Numbing Entertainment, I love that. That's the demo version of that, which I think is actually superior to the final version they made, Velveteen Rabbit. So there you have it. Five good songs. Thank you, Chris, for letting me do this for a few minutes for you. And I'll turn you back to Strike the Box and Chris now doing his show on WMFO. Thanks for listening.
No, forget it. Love is their home. Happiness, yes, yeah, 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 yeah. But it's all so easy. All you got to do is try, try a little tenderness. Yeah, man, huh? All you got to do is know how to laugh. You got to hold her, squeeze her, never leave her. Get your
Suppose you know what she means to me, and if you don't, then what's the matter?
Track spins great wax, but we all knew that. Big shout out and thank you to this week's guest DJ, Lisa Traxler, former WBCN DJ, and I believe WZLX also. But I remember listening to her back in the day on weekends on BCN. I was online a couple weeks ago, and I just sent like a little message saying, would you mind being a guest DJ on Strike the Box? And like within seconds, she came back, yes. I was like, wow, well, thank you. So as we texted back and forth or emailed her five-song set, what she was going to play, I said, if you have any local songs that you're interested, I'll put them on in the next set, as I usually sometimes do for guest DJs. And she sent me a couple of songs that she'd like to hear. One of them we just finished up was Scruffy the Cat, My Baby, She's All Right. And you got to look at that title a few times because this is probably my third take because I've said My Baby, She Sails Right a couple times. But the song is called My Baby, She's All Right. You can get it off of the Scruffy the Cat Time Never Forgets, the anthology, 86 to 88. It's available like Amazon, iTunes, so you can get that. And as we were going back and forth talking, I used to tell her, you know, she says how much she misses Charlie Chesterman, who was lead singer and guitarist on Scruffy the Cat. I remember telling her how many times I saw them at TT's the Bears and how I play Happiness to Go a lot on my show. So I played that for her, and she also had another song that she is involved in called Yesterday When You Were Mine from a band called House of Joy. She co-wrote that song with Drew Townsend. She was the lead guitarist on it, and you can find it. It was released back in 1986, or at least it was written back in 1986, but you can find it on Bandcamp. House of Joy, Yesterday When You Were Mine. It was off an EP called A Kick at the Cat on Monolith Records. So again, big shout out to her for taking part, and glad to be able to play a song she was involved in, and another song that she liked by Scruffy the Cat. We followed it up with the live version that I love, Try a Little Tenderness, by Otis Redding, a song originally done back in 1932, I believe by Ray Noble Orchestra, with vocals by Val Rousing. At least that's what Wikipedia tells you. The live version, I'm not sure where it comes from. In the compilation I have, it doesn't say where it was recorded. There's a couple different live versions that you can find on YouTube, and I've tried to match it, and I just haven't been able to. I don't know if it was from Europe or from Monterey Pop. I don't think it was the Monterey Pop version, but I love playing that live version because when I feel down or when I feel like sort of out of energy, I'll play that, and it lifts me right up. We followed it up by a local band, Salem 66, with The Well, that you can get off of their kind of an anthology, Your Soul Is Mine, Fork It Over, 1983 to 1987. It's a tough compilation to find. I think if you're going to find a version, it's going to be a used version. But again, it's The Well, and with Judy Grunwald on vocals, lead vocals, formerly of The Maps. Followed that up by from Shangalas with Wishing Well from 1964 off of the Spokane label. And as we get back to our story of Strike the Box, as I told you, I started in 2001, June, and I was having a great time. Playing records, playing CDs. We had the old cart system where, like, if you had a public service announcement, you could just look like an 8-track. You'd put this in a cart system, and you could do your public service announcements that way. This was well before the days of streaming. It was all just over-the-air terrestrial radio. Every now and then you'd get a phone call from somebody wanting to listen to Jethro Tull, play some Jethro Tull. And if you're a WMFO DJ back in the day, you know who I'm talking about. And I was having a great time. It was just like sitting around playing records. And then I got told I was getting transferred to a different position within the fire department where I'd be working Monday through Friday during the days. So, unfortunately, January 1st, 2002 was my last Strike the Box show for a little bit. And then I had to take a year off. And I'll get back to how I came back to WMFO. But again, I'm not going to tell you the whole story. But I will tell you, it's a 3-hour show today.
Five passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour tour. A 3-hour tour.
Oh, come on, it's not that bad. But it is 3 hours show today. And coming up next is another live song, live version of a song that I love playing. Trying not to play it to death, but somebody had recorded it for me back in the days when I was in the Navy, put it on a cassette for me. When I got home, I got the album. I have the CD now, and I love playing it. And that's coming up next here on Strike the Box, WMFOMF at 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Now hear me.
How does a girl like you get to be a girl like you?
Lucky, I guess.
Oh, not lucky. Naughty. Wicked. Up to no good. Ever kill anyone? Because I bet you could tease a man to death without half trying. So stop trying.
the night for. You know I'm right.